A History of Menstruation. Periods. About 50% of the population gets them. But this natural process of shedding the uterine lining every month as part of fertility has long been shrouded in mystery, embarrassment, and taboo. Let's take a look back in time and see how women in the past and in various cultures have dealt with and been treated during that time of the month. The word menstruation is derived from the Latin and Greek words for month and moon. That is because most women start a new period every 28 to 29 days, similar to the moon's 29.5-day orbit around the Earth. This led many ancient people to believe that women's menstrual cycles were linked to the phases of the moon. Because of this connection, mythology across the world personifies the moon as a goddess, often with powers over fertility. The Greek goddess Selene, the Roman Luna, Abuk of the Dinka in South Sudan, Mayumwoi in Korean mythology, Lona in Hawaii, Metzteli among the Aztecs, Mamakila among the Inca. Ancient Mayans believed menstruation was punishment for the moon goddess sleeping with the sun god. Her blood was said to be stored in 13 jars and was transformed into snakes, insects, poison, and diseases. In ancient North and South America, men feared that unless women's periods were carefully monitored and synchronized, the universe might descend into chaos. Several recent studies have not found a link between modern women's menstruation and the cycles of the moon, or that women living in proximity to one another sync up when they menstruate. Women in the past often had lighter periods, and far fewer of them than we do today. Because pre-industrial societies had higher rates of illness and malnutrition, women had their first period later and menopause earlier. And without effective forms of birth control, women spent a much larger share of their reproductive years pregnant and breastfeeding. To learn more, check out my videos on the history of birth control and the history of pregnancy. So women of the past could expect, on average, 150 periods in their lifetime, while modern women in developed nations have about 450 periods, three times as many. Women throughout history have grabbed whatever was convenient and absorbent when dealing with their menstruation. The Ebers Papyrus, the oldest existing medical document dating back to the 15th century BCE, records that women in ancient Egypt fashioned tampons out of soft rolls of papyrus. Egyptians also used menstrual blood as a beauty product. They believed it could lift sagging breasts and skin. Ancient Greek physician Hippocrates described women making tampons out of lint or lamb's wool wrapped around lightweight, absorbent wood. Sea sponge is also believed to have been used. Paper was first invented in China in 105 AD and was introduced in Japan in the 6th century. Women in ancient Japan rolled up paper to make tampons and used bandages to hold them in place. Hawaiian women used the furry part of the native hapu fern. Women in Indonesia employed vegetable fibers, and in equatorial Africa, they used rolls of grass. Native American women fashioned pads out of moss and buffalo skin. The Cherokee believed that menstrual blood was a source of great feminine strength and had the power to destroy their enemies. Roman philosopher Pliny the Elder wrote that if a menstruating woman stripped naked and walked around the field, insects would fall off crops and she could scare away hailstorms, whirlwinds, and lightning. Pliny also wrote that the touch of a menstruating woman could turn linen black, dull a razor, and sour wine. Mathematician, philosopher, and astronomer Hypatia of Alexandria was once being romantically pursued by a male student. She wasn't interested, and after multiple attempts to make that clear to him, she resorted to throwing her bloody menstrual rags at him and declaring, "This is what you really love, my young man, but you do not love beauty for its own sake." He was so revolted that he abandoned his pursuit immediately,